Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's get right to it this morning. The President of the United States commuted Roger Stone's sentence. Senator Mitt Romney is calling the commutation an act of unprecedented historic corruption. Attorney General William Barr privately argued against clemency for the president's friend, and Democrats condemned the commutation of Mr. Stone's 40-month prison term, says the New York Times, and vowed to investigate.
Well, there's so much here that needs to be said. First of all, there's a whole group of people like Rudy Giuliani, like Stone, like Putin, who have been suspected of having something that makes the president respond to them. Apparently, everybody in the White House said, don't do this, and he did it anyway. You do that, and you don't take advice because either you're a jerk and you just don't take anybody's advice, or because you really have no way out. I suspect that's so. From the very beginning, when we saw this president saying to those ambassadors, I just fired Comey to put an end to this Russian thing. You know, you had an idea what happens when you have somebody who is compromised and is potentially, I'm not saying it's so, but potentially blackmailable. So we have a president who is hardening a guy who knows a great deal and who's capable of helping him in terms of his unending quest to be president a second time. His numbers keep going down, and now he's picking a fight with, of all people, David, Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, of course, is my hero, and they're saying he's compromised because he made some bad statements. Well, here was Fauci in the very beginning. He has a job. The president is pressuring him. They put him on this task force with the obsequious vice president, and he doesn't know what to do. So apparently what he does is he says, it's too early to panic, that kind of thing. Well, he also says, and is the only guy who said it at that level of government, this is a potential disaster. He said it again and again and again. He talked about everybody wearing masks. He did all the things you would expect of somebody who had courage, and he had to have the courage to take on the president of the United States. Look, if he got ousted, it would not be good for the American people because there was a voice of sanity there. Adam Schiff is absolutely right. It was a disaster. There's no question that this president keeps doing things that fly in the face of rational thought.
And it's impacting other people. One story after another, you and I talked about this before coming on this morning. This latest one, an Ohio man, 37, died from the coronavirus after claiming the pandemic, which of course has killed more than 135,000 people, was just hype in a Facebook post. A ardent Trump supporter, he told the nurse in the hospital, according to the article I read, I really thought it was a hoax. I was wrong.
Well, look, you know, there are all kinds of people in this world, some of whom are very, very gullible. They have political positions, and they think that those political positions dictate truth. They don't. So here was somebody who said, I was wrong, and he was, well, as the old saying goes, dead wrong, because that is the result of what happens when you don't listen. We do know that if everybody in this country and the world would wear a mask, we could cut down the COVID numbers by a lot. Some people say 60%. That's a lot. But we don't do it. People go to social engagements and they're seen in their bikinis and on the beach without a mask, closely packed together. What do they think is going to happen if they had an ounce of brains in their head? It is just so disturbing.
And how do you move forward where you have these various states and it is absolutely exploding? Florida records nation's one-day peak for the new virus cases. That's higher than set in New York. The restrictions continue to be lifted. People continue to gather. You even have sports coming back.
Look, David, people want to come back. They want an end to this. It's like a two-year-old saying, I want, but you can't have because it's not good for you. And that is exactly what we are facing here. People want this society opened up. They want the businesses opened up. People can't put food on the table as a result of it. I understand it all. But sometimes you don't get choices. The choice here is to put an end to this pandemic somehow, some way, or to continue our foolish ways. It's almost biblical in scope of what we are doing and what we're refusing to do.
We know the virus is hitting those who have the least the most, including especially minorities. A fascinating and sickening, really, article in the Washington Post this morning. In a first person, I'm a black doctor. I wear my scrubs everywhere now. Like many black Americans, she says, I've been followed by security personnel through stores without cause and pulled over by police officers at night for no reason. When I'm in scrubs, all of that happens less often.
Well, that's right. This is a country that has been built on racism. We know it. It is bothersome when somebody, because we're at a stage now where we're able to fight that racism, people get it. People who never got it get it now. And then you see somebody mess up, burn down a building, kill somebody else. It is something that we need to concentrate on, keep our eye on eradicating racism, which is based on what? Skin pigment, of all the stupid things in the world. The idea that if somebody has a little bit more pigment than somebody else, cops will pull them over. That's disgusting.
Well, I reference sports and you reference skin pigment. The top of the Washington Post today is about the football team, the Washington Redskins, to retire name today. The owner there has been fighting that change for a long, long time.
No way out, David. It was going to happen. We all knew it. You can't call people Redskins. You can't call people Blackskins. We knew it. It was not something that could be sustained, and it made no sense whatsoever. It is something that is part of the reconsideration by the American people of the way that we have conducted ourselves up until now, and it just got to stop.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you.
And I thank you, David.